Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATL Designer, the host of In the Mood, and you are listening to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, Terry brings you all the hot topics for your listening pleasure. Each and every Friday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com. And you can also reach Terry direct. Her number is 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. So log in, listen, enjoy. I'll see you there.
my co-host, Chris Michael Ward. I first want to say thank you to my listeners, North and South, East and West, and all the people listening in those 33 countries around the globe. I appreciate you. But tonight we have a phenomenal show for you because we have the pleasure of not one, but two dynamic guests who will share how energy is a money game and how feng shui and astrology connects. So without being, let me say that again, without further ado, before I bring those beautiful women on, I want to say hi to my co-host, Chris. How you doing, Chris?
Hello, Terry. I know how you feel because I just did that before we went on the air. I got all flustered and didn't get my point across.
Yeah, I was stumbling all over my tongue, how to pull it out. I was like, let's start over again. But I get you. It happens at the inconvenient time. Now, we had Peg on here before because Madeline was busy, and we got them both tonight. So we're going to introduce Madeline first. How are you, Madeline? Madeline? I guess we interview Peg. Peg, she's on the line, and I don't understand why she's not talking. So, Peg, how you doing, darling?
I am doing fabulous, Terry. How are you doing?
I am doing great. I'm doing great. I'm having
fun. It's really
fun
a pleasure
here
to be back with you again. Yeah, it was fun the first time around, and
so
I know it'll be great tonight too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But could you explain a little bit for the people who missed your show last time, how is energy a money game?
Well, certainly. Well, first of all, everything is energy. Everything, you know, all around us in the world, in the universe, it's all made up of energy. So money is really no different than that. Money is a form of exchange that we use for goods and services. And since everything is energy, money is also energy. Only I think most of the time we don't think about money as being energy. You know, we think of energy in nature, you know, the air or,
right.
You know, when you feel excited, you could feel energy in your body. But we don't think of concrete things as being energy. In my line of work with feng shui, I teach people about how your house is energy. And your office is energy. All of your possessions are energy. And they're always really obtaining and containing the energy of your emotions and everything that's happened in a space. So money is similar. Money is just a form of energy, only it's a form of energy that we use to exchange for goods and services.
Is it because when you break everything down to the lowest common denominator, everything is a molecule in space, and so that is where it changes that point to energy when you break everything down to the makeup at the ground level?
That's right. That's exactly right. Everything is made up of molecules and atoms, and it's all energy. Everything that we have all around us, you know, people, everything that we think of as alive is energy. And also everything that we know of or consider as inanimate is energy.
Exactly.
Right. And money, you know, it brings a lot of happiness and pleasure to some people, and it can bring frustration and anxiety to others. But everything that we do in life has an energy, you know, requirement, whether we're engaged in, you know, an activity like walking through a park, you know, then we're extending physical energy. If you're reading a book or watching a video, you're using, you know, mental energy.
Right.
And so money is just a form of energy that we're exchanging with others. Yes.
Yeah. I got a lot of questions about that too.
I did hear from Madeline, and maybe just check and see if she's on mute or anything on your end, because she can hear us.
Her line is open.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to put her in now. Madeline,
try her again.
Madeline? Hello? Madeline?
Hmm.
Maybe she might be on mute on her line, because this line is open.
Yeah. Okay, well, she can hear us, so.
Well, Madeline, we can't hear you, and your mic is open, darling. Can you say something, Madeline? Turn your phone up on the side, see if that's the problem. Well, maybe, Madeline, you should jump off and come on a different phone number. It might, I don't understand why you can't. You said you can hear me, but I can't hear nothing. And on the switchboard,
right. So
the mic is open.
Yeah. So she'll try and call back in. Yeah.
Okay. Well, Chris, go ahead and ask the question of Peg.
All right. Well, before I ask my first question, I just want to let our viewers know this is the power of live radio. For anybody who thinks we tape, this is live radio. Hit live radio.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Right. Stuff happened. We got to roll the punches.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
All right,
Chris.
My first question, and I'm sorry if I asked this last time. I don't remember if I asked last time, honestly, but. With everything that you said, do you also agree that money could be the root of all evil? I mean, that's an old saying. I didn't come up with that, but what's your thoughts on that one?
Actually, that is an old saying, and I think the saying might be the love of money is the root of all evil. So no, I don't buy into that. I don't believe that money is the root of all evil. I look at money as really just energy, just a form of exchange. It's what we use to, you know, purchase goods and services. And sometimes we're using it to measure productivity, but mostly exchange. And so I believe that we can do a lot
people
of good with
money. They even try to possess it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And,
yeah.
You know, many times, you know, people, particularly spiritual people, will feel like, well, I can't be spiritual if I have a lot of money. But from my perspective, money is needed, and it's very helpful because you need it to help people out.
Exactly.
If you don't have,
well,
you can only give
on here. I'm going to see if she can hear us now. Madeline, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me now?
Whoa, you so we have love.
Very good.
That's wonderful, Madeline. You know, I want you to jump right in. And, we want to find out how astrology is connected with feng shui.
Okay, well, it's not necessarily connected with feng shui, but it's definitely connected with energy and money. They're both different forms of energy, and so astrology is basically a study of energy cycles, and it's kind of a hard concept to wrap your head around. But basically, we don't see things happening randomly. Things happen when there are certain energy cycles occurring that represent those types of events. And so it's not random. The universe isn't random. It looks that way to us, but it's not. The physicist David Bohm had suggested that there was an implied order to the universe. And I would recommend that astrology is the way that you can find that implied order to the universe. And there's other ways too, but that's definitely a big one.
Well,
Madeline,
astrology, I know that back in the day growing up, I've always felt some kind of connection when they have something like a eclipse, or you could see Mars, I mean, you could see Mars closer than ever. Whenever they have, or Venus, whenever they have those phenomena that's unusual, I would like to be out in the elements because I'd be picking those rays or whatever. You know, I don't
well,
know.
You're actually getting them all the time, you see.
Oh, really?
The way astrology works is that the planets are always patterning the sun. And then the sun is always sending those patterns to the earth via the solar wind. And then the earth receives those electromagnetic patterns in its own electromagnetic field. And then the person has DNA, which is actually a circle rather than a strand. We call them strands, but they're actually a circle. And because of that, they have a small electromagnetic field. And that electromagnetic field is always talking to the Earth's electromagnetic field. And so when the Earth gets those patterns in from the sun, they're then transmitted to your own DNA. And when you're born, you see, you're imprinted, your DNA is imprinted with the patterns that are occurring overhead at the time of your birth. So then when certain cycles come along and impact your own personal patterns in your astrology chart, then things begin to happen. So, but in a different sense, you see, there's always different energies occurring every day. And so what's important is to understand that certain cycles are in play, and some days are better than others. So some days, if you were going to start a new project, like today, has a good final result. But tomorrow morning has a timeout, and if you were to start a project then, nothing would come of it. So that's why it's important to know what time it really is. Because if you're trying to do things during bad times, you're not going to get good results. And I'll give you a quick example of that. The group of astrologers back in the early 90s decided they wanted to find out if there was a particular cycle associated with bankrupt companies. So they randomly selected 1,400 bankrupt companies, and they looked at each of their company charts, which is based on when they started with the state. And 100% of them started. Yeah, 100% started during a timeout when nothing comes of it. So that's a pretty good data point. And so it gives you a sense of how hard it is to get a project, a new company, a website, a contract to work, etc., when you sign or start something during a timeout. And these things happen three times a week. They last anywhere from a few minutes to 2 days, and on average they last 5 to 10 hours. So it's great to avoid those when you're going to do something important. And if you have something really important, it's good to choose a date with a good final result. And if it's something where a lot of money could be involved, it's good to get a custom timing for those. For starting a new company, there's a lot to do with a new company. You know, you'd really like it to work for the products and services you want to provide. You'd like the company reputation to be good. You'd like the income and profits to be good. You'd like creditors to help you. You'd like marketing to be easy. You'd like a good connection to your customers. There's a number of things you would like to be functional.
You're absolutely right.
All that shows up in a chart.
You want to ask your question.
What was that?
I'll say you're right about the good connection, and Chris want to have a connection with you because he want to ask you a question.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's something good, Terry. That's a good little rhyme there. You should work on. You should write more rhymes. But my next question, my question is for really both of you because since we got Margaret on the air, but. You gave some good advice on your website saying, if you're stressed, it adds more stress and some other great ones. And so my question is, you ladies are very successful. You got this book out on Amazon, and with success comes a lot of critics. So do you follow that advice when you deal with people who are critical of your book?
Well, when somebody is critical of our book, or the ideas that are in it, excuse me, it just is that they are expressing their own experiences. And the reason they have the experiences that they have is because they have certain beliefs about life and money. And the universe can never show you something that you don't believe. And so what they're experiencing is their own beliefs. It really has nothing to do with the tools in the book, you see. The tools in the book work. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. And, like I said, I'm just asking questions. I'm not trying to be critical myself.
I understand.
All right.
Well, I have a question for Peg. Peg, now, I know that you're talking about feng shui. It's like energy. You know, you can put yourself into a zone to feel better.
That's right.
And I know that the universe, you know, created by our Heavenly Father, was a bunch. He was either energy divine being, you know, and was that an astrology? It seemed like to me they all kind of combine in different levels of it. I think that the energy is the part of the calmness that you get from the feng shui, and I think the astrology is the ability to read the energy and figure stuff out. But what the energy is producing, I don't know. I'm just running my mouth.
Well, it's all connected. Everything in nature, everything in the universe is connected, and so it's a part of it. And so there's some very mystical aspects to this. And so, as a practitioner of feng shui and a feng shui consultant, I help people connect to the patterns in their space. And these patterns have been noticed for thousands of years. And so it started off in China in a farming society, so that where the connection with the land began, noticing when farmers were more prosperous. They were more prosperous when their land, say, faced the sun and faced the river and they had a mountain behind. Their rice crops thrived. And when they were in more...
Are the mountains the same on certain days of the week? You know, it's good to have a business. It's another continuation of different things people do, whether facing the sun, mountain in the back, and with mapping the sand, that certain weeks you ought to do this if you don't want to delve into business. And if that be the case, Madeline, what days of the week should I not lend out money? So I'll make sure I get my money back.
Well, now, you know, it's not simple like that. I put out a good timing guide every year. Yeah, I put out a good timing guide every year so people know good days to do important activities and when there are challenges afoot or timeouts are occurring so they know ahead of time, hey, we're going to come up into a Mercury retrograde period here. You know, it shows up on the 27th of September. Mercury's going retrograde in the guide. So people can know in advance that they ought to be slowing down, making double, triple checking to make sure that their details are correct and that they ought to be getting their cars fixed now before Mercury goes retrograde, and they ought to be backing up their computer systems in case they fail during Mercury retrograde.
Oh, okay.
You know, so that, you know, there's things that you can do when you understand the timing aspect so that you can be better prepared and make things easier for yourself. It's not personal.
The timing of how, whether my stock's going to go up, make me some money if it's sitting there. You know, but
now, wait, timing for what now?
my stocks that I have, that I'm hoping that they go up so I can earn some money instead of just sitting there and making maybe 50 cent, you know, increase. I want, you know, a big boom like that Robin thing did.
Let me ask you this. Do you have any gold or silver coins? that would be a good thing to have at this point in time.
I don't know. I think I got more silver, if anything. I do have, but I deal with old coins and currency from the United States, so I do have a lot of silver coins, yes.
That's good.
Because,
sure. You know, we're facing a fairly big inflationary period ahead of us. And
mm-hmm.
so it would be good to have things that can combat that, can maintain your purchasing power, and those would be things like gold and silver coins. Now, there are cryptocurrencies that can also do that. If the power goes out, your cryptocurrencies won't work.
So. Yeah, I want to deal with something that's legal tender.
So I don't know. There are a lot of questionable situations ahead in terms of the stock market. And so could the stock market drop? Yeah, it could. So I don't know what you're invested in, but
one thing I will say that I'm invested in is in space flights, UFO and stuff like that, because now that we just had those civilians go up, you know, for 3 days, I think we're on a new horizon of more rocket space, this kind of thing. So I'm hoping that particular stock continues to rise because it is moving up. Yay! I'm just trying to think ahead, but let me stop running my mouth because Chris, he got a question. And if you don't get that question up before we run out of time, he's going to choke me, so I don't want to have all that. Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, right.
But, timing is actually related to when you start something. So it's a very odd situation. You can get a better result when you start during a good day, particularly if there's a high growth aspect occurring, or what we call a green dollar in the good timing guide, good for finances and growth. So a lot of times what happens is that it's based on when we take a particular action. So it's very interesting. It's very interesting about timing. Yeah, there's a lot of different ways it can work out.
You better jump in there, Chris, so time to run out.
All right. My third question is, have you ladies thought about it? Your book is so successful and is full of great ideas. Have you guys thought about a sequel? This is for both of you.
We have thought about a sequel, and what we probably will come out with first is a workbook, a smaller version of this with action items and sort of like a planning guide so people can take this book and really put it into action. Now, when you were talking about the stock market, what I was thinking is that that's such a great topic for prosperity. Because, you know, we've been talking a little bit earlier, before the show, about so many people are experiencing a lot of anxiety right now.
Mm-hmm.
And the market, you know, fluctuates all the time, and it is likely to, you know, have maybe more fluctuation in the near future. And so that often brings up more anxiety for people. So applying prosperity principles, you might take the approach that even if the market fluctuates, I know I'm going to be okay. I will always have more than enough resources. And then, you know, with the guidance of good timing, taking action during good results days, you know, puts you in a stronger position. So there's several different components to prosperity and being at ease with this and knowing, and also trust, developing a sense of trust that you trust the ways of the universe, you trust the ways of God, and everything will be okay. But you also have to take inspired action.
Great.
All right, now. Okay, now, I heard that Peg kind of worked in your company, Madeline. What was her position there? To give you the right placement of whatever, or to, take some sage, go around the walls, and bless the place. And what she did, But you said something.
Peg, when I met Peg, we were looking for a feng shui consultant, and we were looking for someone who could do feng shui remotely. And Peg was that person, and she was taking prosperity training at the same place we were training. And so we were very aligned with our views about energy and prosperity. And so that's how Peg and I got connected, and then we were teaching the 8 keys to the ultimately prosperous business together. Mm-hmm. And we did that for, I don't know, 10 years or so. And then we said, okay, let's take these 3 classes that we developed and put them into a book. And that's what you have with Money is an Energy Game. You have the book that we created out of the 3 courses that we were that we developed. So that's how that happened. And so Peg's always been involved in providing feng shui for our customers, the people who...
Okay, well, I'm going to take a little song break. Y'all stay with us, and I'll be back in 2 and 2.
There's a lot of questions that I have about the past, and I don't want to hear it from a human. You made it, so you're the last person that I'm ever gonna ask. Tell me what's real, tell me what's fake. Why is everything about you a debate? What's the point of love? Every time I showed it, I was broken, and it's supposed to be just the only one I hate. Why is there only one you but multiple religions? Why does every conversation end in a division? Why does everybody want to tell us how to live, but they won't listen to the same damn message that they give us? Tell me how to feel, tell me what's wrong. I tried to call, pick up the phone, I'm on my own. Everybody says you coming back to man, why the hell is it taking so long? Why do I hurt? Why is there pain? Why does everything good always have to change? Why does everybody try to profit off another man's work then destroy it just for monetary gain? Tell me, are you black or are you white? I don't even really care, I just really want to know what's right. They've been saying one thing, but I've been looking in the book, and it seems like they've been lying for my whole damn life. Tell me where I'm going. Is it heaven or hell? I just hope this message greets you well. Had a dream that I was walking with the devil. Don't remember how it feels, but I swear that I remember the smell. Looked me right into my eye and told me everything I wanted could be mine if I gave up and decided to sell. But I said I'd rather die than get mine. Now I'm here, no fear, one man with a story to tell. Dear God, where were you when I needed it? When I fucked up and repeated it? When they set the bar and I exceeded it? My life is like a book that they've been judging by a cover, but have never took the time to fucking read this shit. I remember telling you my goals and my dreams, but you didn't even answer, so I guess you didn't believe in it. I remember sitting with a gun to my head trying to ask you for some. Why did you just believe it? I don't want religion, I need that spirituality. I don't want a church, I need people to call a family. I don't want to tell my sinners to another sinner just because he's got a robe and he went to some academy. I don't want to read it in the book, I want to hear it from you. Don't want to learn it in my school because they're hiding the truth. Don't want to talk about it to another fucking human being, and that's the only reason that I even step this book. Dear God, how do I take this darkness and turn it into light? How do I believe in a concept where I speak to a man I've never seen with my own 2 eyes? How do I know that religion wasn't made just to separate the world and create a whole disguise just to keep us in these chains while the rich get richer and the poor pray to you and perpetuate a lie? How do I know this ain't some big joke? How can I have faith when there is no hope? How the hell does one man have $100 billion and we still have people on the street that are broke? There's a lot of things I want to talk about and get off my chest. I can't sleep because the devil won't let me rest. I used to know a fucking pastor in a church and I can still hear the screams of the kids even fucking molest. Dear God! Supposed to fear you, but you ain't said shit, so maybe it's you who actually fears me. I don't know the answer, I just want to see it clearly. So many lies and 1,000 different theories. All I want to know is who really made religion, because I know it wasn't you, but don't nobody believe me. No more lies, no more death. Bring back King, bring back X. Please, dear God, let their soul rest. Protect who's left and watch their death. Dear God, I don't want to have to ask you again. I just hope that you know that I'm still a believer, so I'll end this all by saying amen.
unmask, and like the title says, unmask, we peel back the layers piece by piece, and there's no censorship. And for people who might have got offended by some of the profanity in that song, I apologize, but the message is clear. You know, people just want to know what's really going on, and because of the topic, that's why I played it. Dear God, man, you need some help. So on that note, I need to ask Pat and Madeline, okay, what should we do? Is there any trick that, or, well, no, that's not the question I want. The question I want is your success based on the fact that Peg, your girlfriend Madeline said, hey, baby, on this day, he said, play the lottery and play these numbers. And you said, okay, because this is good because my energy is good right now and my fingers twitching. How that work? How y'all doing so good? Is it because of what y'all do or y'all just lucked up?
Well, first of all, Peg and I live what we teach. And so, and we've learned it over time, just like most people do. And so it's really been that, you know, we've been focused on our own businesses and what we love to do. And actually, we really think that the best way to be prosperous is to be doing something you love. And, you know, be with people you love, do what you love. It puts you in high energy, and as you're, the more you're in high energy, the happier you are, the easier it is for prosperity to come running to you. And
I believe that.
So,
I believe that.
And in addition to that, you really have to pay attention to your choice of words and language. So
yes.
To take a positive approach to life, and that's something that I have done all of my life, and in fact, to the point of being faulted for it, although I have always known it's not a fault. People say, oh, you're such a Pollyanna. You always have, you know, a great outlook on this stuff. But, you know, that's just me. That's how I live my life, and it has served me well. And so these days, what that translates to is to really look for the best in things. And, you know, with social media, stay away from criticism and stay away from all the negative aspects of it. Go back to this old idiom, if you can't say something nice,
don't say anything
at all.
Right.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Let that be your guide. And you, right there, that will begin to turn things around for you. Just hold your tongue. If you have to criticize something, hold your tongue and just, you know, see it play out. And put a positive spin on things. But it has to be an honest, positive spin. It can't be, you know, fake.
Right.
You have to really believe it. And so you build up these patterns over time, because all of our lives are an accumulation of all of our life experiences. And so use your life to learn. If something's not going the way you want it to go, well, shift it. Try a different approach and learn from that. And then you keep getting better and better and better with what you do. So, you know, within families and friends and all that, stay away from gossip. Just, you know, if someone's gossiping around you, you can listen, you can hear, just don't participate in it. Don't add to it.
That means half of your family don't talk to, because your family are the biggest gossip I've ever seen.
Absolutely. I come from a large family, and that's what I've done over the years. I just stopped participating in, you know, anything like that. And now my family, they know it. They know. If they want the bottom line on something, they can come to me, but I won't pass on any gossip or anything like that. And
that's good. Well, Madeline and Peg, we need y'all to real quick tell everybody how to get your book, how much it costs, where they can find you, and also y'all know that anytime you're on the show, you're more than welcome to come back, because this is home for you.
Yep, your family.
If you come on that y'all collaborating on, tell me about it, put you out here so we can discuss it. But let everybody know right now, in those 33 countries that's listening in intently to see what we're talking about this week, how to get a hold of y'all and how to get y'all product.
Okay, well, first of all, moneyisanenergygame.com is the easiest way to find both the Kindle book and the printed book. And so if you're unsure which way you want to go, just go to moneyisanenergygame.com. And if you sign up for our newsletter, you'll get the first chapter free to download. So you can read that first if you like and check that out and see if it's what you're looking for. And then Peg and I both have our bios and our websites, our personal websites, on the author page at moneyisanenergygame.com. And I'm at PolarisBusinessGuides.com. That's PolarisBusinessGuides, business spelled regular, and guides, GUIDES.com. And that's where I sell the Good Timing Guide and the newsletters that talk about what the energies are like. So the people who are in business or, you know, working on important projects can have a good idea of when to do important things. Or, and I also do business and personal consultations as well. So, and then Peg, do you want to?
Absolutely. So you can reach me at fengshuiconnections.com, and you spell it FengshuiConnections.com, fengshuiconnections.com. And one thing I wanted to mention in the book is we have a link to an emotional freedom and healing release. So this is an acupressure tapping release, and it releases common blocks, for money. So if you're feeling stressed, or you're feeling like, I'll never have enough. I don't know how this works. This all sounds good, but that's just not my life. Then when you buy the book, it's like getting the book for free, because the value of the release is, the recording is $25 right there, so it ends up being neutral. So we always recommend that you do the release. It's in Chapter 2. Kindle, you just click right on it, and it'll take you right to the site. And if you have the paper copy, you type the address into your browser. And the release itself is about 45 minutes. And we recommend that you do that as often as is necessary for you until you feel relief from the blocks that you recognize, about money. Your beliefs. It's about shifting beliefs.
But we are down to less than 30 seconds. So on that, I bid you adieu. I appreciate y'all being here. Yeah. Call me if you want to come back on with anything. And y'all be safe. Stay healthy. I got my booster.
Thank you.
Be safe, yeah.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming on.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay, yeah, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.